This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Titans.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Well, what happened in this one, Cole?
I don't know.
This was extremely weird to me.
I hate these guys.
these douche gods.
They're not quite gods, but they like crash at their house and still condescend to mortals.
It's a Planescape thing, and in Planescape, like, you could go to ancient Greece,
right?
So that's what they're going for, because very right off the top, it's like, oh, they're dressed commonly in traditional Greek garb, and I'm like, there's not a Greek in Greece and Faerun, you know, like, what are you talking about,
right?
And then you get it, and it's just describing like the mythological Titans, and I never thought of the Titans as dicks. Like, I mean, I only saw it through the biased lens of God of War, and I was like, well, this is clearly not objective.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, but like, I also saw through the lens of the Titans are the villains of the Greek myths.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of them ate their kids and stuff like that. Like, the Kraken was a Titan, and that was, oh, you know, it's not a gigantic buff dude who can do no wrong. And also, let's see here, use 25 spells at any given time of the day.
It has a unique superpower that is like ridiculously powerful.
I mean, the Mall of the Titans.
Yeah.
I hear they have a roller coaster at the Mall of the Titans.
The mall. Like, I haven't been to Titans yet, so I haven't seen their fabulous mall. But the I love the like, it says they'll use their mall and then parentheses Mall of the Titans. Like, is everything just of the Titans that they do?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I've owned a mall at various points of my life, if you just consider that to be, you know, like a daddy hammer.
Well, I mean, like, if pretty much anything I do is considered a mall, right?
Yeah. I don't like how much the Monsters Manual likes these guys.
No. And again, this feels like an entry that was written by its subject.
Yeah.
This is the local newspaper like profile of the guy who owns the auto dealership, written by the guy who owns the
dealership. Yep. Yeah. You mean like Larius, who has the power to make bargains so insane that they drive men to madness?
You mean Larius of the 0% APR?
Yeah, like, and his son Prionicles.
Hondocles of the no money down 12 months? Yeah.
We've only been rumored. The Titan Auto.
Oh man,
the idea of going in and buying one of those cars and like putting up getting a wheel jack or something to climb in, you know, like taking a cherry picker to climb up and then just like, you know, stand by the gas pedal and just like push it with all my might.
I never considered that the Titan would sell a Titan sized car.
Yeah, I assume these are just like, well, and they are to like regular cars.
Yeah,
like, you know, Titans are to man, so they're like really top of the line,
of course,
a dime. Yeah,
no, I just there's one sentence here that made me realize, because like, it, if the paragraphs of, oh, they excel at everything they do wasn't enough, let's just get this right here. Titans are livers of life, creators of fate. These benevolent giants are closer to the wellsprings of life than mere mortals, and as such revel in their gigantic existences. I
mean?
Revel in my gigantic existence sounds like the least tolerable Twitter bio.
Yeah, the MAGA mom entrepreneur revels in her gigantic existence. Hashtags Titan style. Like,
hashtag remember the Titans.
Yeah, hashtag remember the Titans. Hashtag do the Titan up.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.